Welcome, everybody. I'm really excited to see you all here this morning. Let's all take our seats as the kids go back to Children's Ministries with Pastor Karen. Pastor Janet, our regular children's pastor, is out of town this weekend, so we're doing things a little different today. And since Pastor Karen usually does announcements, I'm doing them today. She's already back with the kids. So, first of all, if this is... Hi, sweetie. No, you can't have my phone. Sorry. No Angry Birds today. Go away. All right. If you are a first-time guest with us today, I want to extend a special welcome to you. I'm really glad that you're here. There's a in your worship guide that hopefully you got on your way in the door, there's a communication card with that you can fill out with some of your relevant information, and you can place it in the offering plate when it comes by in just a few minutes. We just want to get a little bit of information about you and be able to welcome you and let you know how much we appreciate seeing you here with us this morning. You can fill that out and place it in the offering plate. That would be terrific. There's a lot of interesting things in your worship guide today. There's 2 pages worth of announcements that you can read through on your own. We've got a lot going on here at Pathway of Hope. Some things I do want to highlight is Thursday night, the youth group is going to be meeting at the firehouse, the Golden Ranch Fire Station, and I'm going to be leading it this week since Travis and Tara, our normal youth leaders, are out of town. So all those youth kids, if you're parents of youth kids, get them there on Thursday night. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. So they won't want to miss that. We've also got a new Bible study coming up for women's ministries that meets on Tuesday mornings. Starts on the 13th, a week from Tuesday. So if you want more information on that, you can talk to Pastor Karen after service. Right now she's back with the kids. There's a lot of women's stuff coming up that you can read about. Since Pastor Karen usually hits the women's stuff pretty hard during her announcements, I want to hit the men pretty hard here. We've got our Thursday morning men's Bible study at Safeway at 6 a.m. Safeway on Rancho Vistoso and First Street Tangerine, Safeway there. 6 a.m. on Thursday mornings. It's always a great time of kind of debate, and it's a men's Bible study. You know, you don't just come and eat flour, you know, look at flowers and eat pastries and stuff the girls do. We debate. We get in fights about what God has to say to us. So it's always a lot of fun. Always enlightens me on some things whenever I'm there. Also, we've got men's camp coming up October 14th through 16th. It's at Camp Cedar Crest, which is in California. I looked it up. It's just about an hour north of Redlands, which is East LA, so it's probably about a 6-hour drive from here to get there, maybe 7, something like that. So it's October 14th through 16th, and I want to encourage you guys to go. I'm willing to sponsor one guy if anybody wants to go. That'd be great. I can't go. My family already has plans to be at Disneyland that weekend, so I can't go. But if anybody does want to go, I'm willing to sponsor one guy. So check that out. Okay? And I think that's all I really wanted to hit. We're going to worship the Lord right now with His tithes and our offerings. And I just want to encourage you guys, especially as we're looking at this building for our church that we want to get into, we need your support, not only prayerfully and attending, but also in your giving. I need you guys to be faithful in your tithing. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to afford it. And we're going to have to move out after we move in. I really want to encourage you guys to be faithful in your tithing. Okay? God's going to bless you. Let's have a word of prayer over the tithes and offerings. Okay? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for your provision over us. We know that you're always looking out for us, always taking care of us, performing miracles sometimes to make sure that we have everything we need. So Lord, right now we just want to give a little bit back to you. Lord, I pray that you bless these tithes and offerings. Multiply them. Bless our church, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. While the ushers are passing those baskets around, I do want to introduce to you a new attender to our church. And Debbie and Sean, would you guys come up here, please, with your... You want to come up with your little boy? This is Connor Liam Taylor. Oh, Sean's got crutches. I forgot. I'm sorry. Sorry to make you walk all this way. This is the long way for church growth. and this is Connor. Wow. He is very cute and very quiet. Is he always this quiet? Is he always this good?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, my kids were crazy. All right. Can I say a word of prayer over you guys and your family?
Yes.
Can I do that? All right. Heavenly Father, right now I just thank you so much for Sean and Debbie and for Connor. I pray that you bless this family, Lord. I pray that you just continue to show them your love, show them your purpose for their lives, and just bring Connor up to be a man of God that will bring many souls into your kingdom. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you. All right. I also want to introduce you some new members of our leadership team. I've asked, actually about a few months ago, Carl and Chris Bauernfein came to me and said that they had the prompting to start looking into a Bible study for deliverance, for being set free from things. They said, as we move into this building and as our church grows, there's going to be people that come to us that have needs. And I want to ask Carl and Chris to come up right now and just kind of cast the vision for this set free ministry that we're starting here at Pathway. Yeah, that's probably your best bet there. And let's put that next slide up there, Debbie. That's kind of their vision statement that they wrote up for their ministry. Go ahead. I'll give you a few.
But I didn't set it up for that. We're excited about this opportunity. The Set Free Ministry is a ministry that helps people cultivate their relationship with God to fulfill the plans He has for them. I don't have my glasses. We have barriers which prevent us from moving closer to God. This ministry helps us identify those hindrances so we can be set free to continue our growth in Him. This is much more than deliverance, and I don't want to use that term. Sometimes deliverance has a bad connotation to it. And what this is God says there are barriers in our lives, and some of us can't get beyond them. And this isn't a demonic influence. This is simply something we believe, and we won't let go. And so God says we need to let them go, so we can move beyond those barriers into what He has for us. Go ahead.
The first step, which is actually quite a long step, is hearing from God. And in this material that we have, they have four steps to hearing from God. But I'm not going to tell you what they are. You have to come and find out.
She actually tried it today. The four steps, and it worked for her. She loved it. So the four steps work. The material we're presenting is from Dr. Mark Verkler. He is a pastor teacher. He has a set of DVDs that we will be taking you through. What else do I want to say about it? We want to start the ministry as soon as we get into the building. So once we're in the building, I want to start fairly soon after that, once we got all the equipment set up, we do have a problem that a couple of DVDs are bad, and so we need to replace them. So when we get all the material together and the room set up, then we want to start. So it will be soon. We will start soon.
The last little thing I have to say is that we can all hear from God, all of us. It's not just the prophetic that hear. We can all hear. And what I liked is the step-by-step approach. We had, in the DVDs, there were people who had never felt they heard from God. And with this approach, it just proved to them that they can.
Okay, thank you.
So, I'm very excited about this new ministry. I think that everyone can learn from it. Everyone can draw something from that. And if I can make it work with my schedule, I want to be part of that first group that goes through it, because I think everybody, including your pastor, has things that are holding them back from what God really, really wants to release into their lives. And so, I'm excited about that. And I hope that that you guys are too. Okay, so we have a little bit of church business to attend to here. I sent out an email earlier this week. Our church is looking at this suite in this strip mall down the road here, and we're very excited about that. We've received the lease from the landlord, and we've sent that to Foursquare for approval. And the very last thing that Foursquare says that we need in order to submit the package to the people that are going to review it is we need a vote of our church membership of whether to proceed or not. So, Paul, would you pass out these ballots, please? Officially, this is supposed to be for our church, people who are members of Pathway of Hope, if you've gone through the membership class or if you signed the charter 2 years ago. But I want to also open it up to anybody who calls Pathway of Hope your church home, even if you're not a member of the church, because this impacts you as well. So I want you guys to be a part of this. The ballot's very simple. Just two questions, two boxes. You just check one of them. The first box says, yes, I vote to proceed with the acquisition of a lease for the building at 12995 North Oracle Road, Suite 181. Or the other box says, no, I vote to cease the process of acquiring a lease for this building. If you don't think it's a good idea, if you don't think that God's really leading us in that direction, please mark no there. Some of the pros and cons of this are that the rent at this place is going to be over $2,000 a month more. I have one already, thank you. It's going to be over $2,000 a month more than we're paying here at the school. So there's going to be some financial risk involved. Our church is going to need to grow in order to support this building. So, the pro is that it's going to be ours. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We won't have to show up and set up every Sunday morning and tear down after service. And I know that we're all kind of getting sick and tired of that. So go ahead and mark your ballots and pass them to the center aisle if you can, and we'll have Paul come back through and gather all those. And we do have pens if you don't have a pen. Thank you, Lori. Lori's going to help gather those ballots. And, Yeah, I already know Karen's vote. She's talked to me, and I got a couple of people that aren't here this morning emailed me their votes. So, oh, there's another one. Okay, everybody. Oh, Richard's got a few here. Thank you, Lori. All right. So, like I said, these last couple little things of paperwork that the district needs, we are sending off to them this afternoon. And nobody's in the office tomorrow because it's a holiday. But on Tuesday, they're going to submit that lease package. Tuesday or Wednesday, they said they're going to submit that lease package to the people that review it. They're going to look at our church's financial situation and the proposed budget that we drew up. and they're going to decide whether, you know, it's too much of a risk for Foursquare to sign this lease. Because if our church goes under, if our church can't afford this building, then Foursquare ends up paying for it for the 5-year extent of the lease, you know. So they've got to look at it closely and make sure that it's a good risk for them. So be praying as they do that review process that they'll find favor with us and with our budget. Okay? Then I should be hearing something within the next couple of weeks after that. So I'm great. I'm excited. I've also been telling you about 4 ways that you can be involved with this building process, 4 ways that you can help. First of all, attend. Be here on a regular basis. You know, it helps that our attendance numbers are up. So that's good. Give, like I said before, the tithes and offerings. It's important that we are tithing in order to support this new building. Invite people. Tell people about Pathway. We can't, you know, we don't have signs up 24/7 like we're going to have at the new building. So we need you to be the word of mouth promotion of our church. And also pray, most importantly. Just pray for our church. Pray for this process we're in. Pray for the church's leaders. Okay? So thank you. We've been in a sermon series called Cry Out America during this time period between the 4th of July and next week, the 10th anniversary of September 11th. it seems like a good time to focus on us, our church, and our country, and our role in our country and what kind of responsibilities we have as Christians here in America and where our culture is going, some of the decisions that are being made, laws that are being passed. We need to definitely be praying for our country and trying to make a difference, trying to make a change in the direction our country seems to be heading. So we have all the new prayer guides that we can pass out to you this week. Every week we've been passing these out. These are different focuses we've been having each week on things you can be praying for our culture and for our church, different indicators of spiritual awakening. When you see these things coming about, you know that revival is on the way. So this week, as far as our culture goes, we are praying for a neighborhood transformation and an accompanying decrease of social ills through increased expressions of loving your neighbor in service, compassion, and unity. So like it says, loving your neighbor, people just coming alongside each other and helping each other out, not just being focused on themselves and how does this impact me. When we see our culture moving in this direction of helping each other, that's a good sign. And as far as the church in America goes, we're praying for heightened expressions of love and unity among all believers as demonstrated by the unity of pastors and leaders. This has been on my heart a lot over the past few years, just unity among all believers. It's very easy as a pastor to get very competitive with other churches, you know, and very jealous of churches that seem to be growing very fast and doing exciting things. I have to continually remind myself, and we're praying here that all pastors and churches would remember that we are all on the same team. You know, we need to have that unity among all believers, and especially pastors and leaders. About 4 years ago, I started a fantasy football league for Tucson pastors. And so I'm in this group of about 10 or 12 pastors of churches all around Tucson that play fantasy football together and get to know each other and pray for each other and talk about what's going on. So it's a lot of fun. So just continue to pray for unity among the church as a whole. Okay. So during this series, we've been talking a lot about God's power and about His plan, right? We've been talking a lot about God and how He knows the future. He knows what's coming. And because of that, we can have hope in our lives because He's the one in control, right? We've been talking a lot about that. And we've also talked, last week we talked about our role, our responsibility, and that's to live a life worthy of the calling that we've received. Live a life worthy of being called a Christian. And hopefully you guys have been paying attention and incorporating these things into your lives and getting all the junk out, you know, getting all the stuff that doesn't represent Jesus in your life, and just get it out of your life and be able to focus completely and totally on Him. We talked about living wisely. But how all these things work together, how do all these things work together? His plan and His power and our responsibilities, living the way we should. It becomes kind of a dance between us and God. You know, it becomes a partnership, is what it is. It becomes a partnership between us and God, and each side of this partnership has certain responsibilities. So that's what I want to focus on this morning as we wrap up this series, is how does this partnership work between us and God? And I want to draw a few examples from the Old Testament here that illustrate that. So each of us has certain responsibilities, us and God. Let's go through those. First of all, our responsibilities. And our first responsibility in this partnership with God and changing, being a difference, making a difference in the world, our first responsibility is to hear God's voice. Hear God's voice. And the best way to do that is through our tag time, our time alone with God every day, talking to God, hearing from Him, and not just talking, right? But listening. Sometimes God speaks to you through while you're reading His Word. Sometimes things pop out at you, things come to your mind. That's God speaking to you. Sometimes if you are just quiet, not talking to Him, just listening and waiting, you'll be able to hear that still small voice inside of you. And that's God speaking to you. That's the Holy Spirit inside of you, prompting you in a certain direction. We've got to hear God's voice. That's our first responsibility. And going alongside that, what we talked about last week, with living wisely, living the way that we should, living a life worthy of the calling you've received of being a Christian, if you've got sin in your life, it makes it very difficult to hear God's voice. So you've got to confess your sin, get it out of the way, get it out of there so that there's a clear path of communication between you and God. You've got to hear God's voice. Our second responsibility is then to follow His direction. Do what He says. Dick Moser, who's at home with Lynn still this morning, he has this saying that I love. He says, you know, I the gospel is very simple. You know, my reading the Bible is very simple. It's just 2 points. Hear what God says and then do it. You know? And if you do that, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. You know, it's very, really very simple. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to hear His voice, and then when He gives us direction, we've got to obey. We've got to do what He's telling us to do. Because He's going to use us to accomplish His will in the world. We talked about that last week. He's going to use us to accomplish His will, His perfect will in the world. And He's going to give you these tasks sometimes, these things that maybe don't even make sense. But you've got to obey. You've got to listen to His voice and do what He says. And you've also got to trust Him. That's the third thing. That's our responsibility. Even when the things that He gives us to do don't seem to make any sense at all, we've got to trust Him. We've got to trust Him enough to step out in faith and do the things that He's asking us to do. He knows what He's doing. We talked about this. He has a plan. He knows the future. He knows what's coming. And He knows what you need to do to prepare for that. So the things that He's asking you to do, even if they don't make sense, trust Him and obey. And then there's things that are His responsibility in this partnership. His responsibility is, first of all, to give us direction, to speak to us, because if we're listening and he's not talking, that's a problem. How are we supposed to know what we're supposed to do? So that's his first responsibility, is to talk to us. Let us know what we need to do. Give us direction. He does that through our tag time, our time alone with him. Second thing that's his responsibility is he has already given us and will continue to give us the tools and the gifts that we need to accomplish the task that he's given us to do. He's not going to give you a task that he hasn't equipped you for. He's not going to make it that difficult for you. I have a boss I worked down at Raytheon during the week, and I have a boss there who gives me tasks. He doles out the work to me, tells me what to do and when to do it, and part of his job as my boss is to equip me to be able to do that work. He gives me the training that I need. He gives me the documented procedures that I need to do that work. He gives me the equipment that I work on to do that work. That's his job as my boss, is to equip me to be able to have success at the tasks that he gives me. And some of the worst kind of bosses are the bosses who just stand back and say, go do it, and they don't help at all. They don't give you any kind of equipment or anything. Those are horrible bosses, because part of their job is to help you have success. The third thing that's God's responsibility is he's going to perform mighty miracles to give us success. Not only is he going to equip you to do what needs to be done, but there are going to be things that are beyond our ability, beyond our control. And in those instances, that's when God can step in and do something amazing and show his power. That's part of his responsibility. Yeah, there are going to be times when God needs to step in with his supernatural power and do something amazing, do a miracle. You know, we're seeing that with this building project that we're in the middle of. You know, God has opened these doors just miraculously to point us in this direction for this specific suite in this shopping center. And it's like he's driving us there. You know, we're following his direction. We are listening to his voice. We're doing what he tells us to do. And the rest is up to him. You know? And so that's this partnership that we have between us and God. We are not out there on our own. He's not going to give us something to do and then just kick us to the curb and say, go do it. He's going to give us the tools we need, and he's going to be acting on our behalf in miraculous ways to give us success. And how this came to me this week was I was reading, and I'm actually reading Genesis. I was reading Genesis earlier this week, and I was reading about the story of Noah. And I want to look at three different examples from the Old Testament, from the early Old Testament, about how this partnership works. But the story of Noah is really interesting in Genesis chapter 6. And then Noah was just living his life. He was living for God. You know, he was one of the only righteous. He was the only righteous man on earth, the Bible says. You know, he's the only one worth saving, him and his family. And so God came to him, and God spoke to him, and Noah was listening, right? That's part of the partnership. God spoke to him and said, I want you to build an ark. I'm going to flood the world. I'm going to wipe everybody out except you and your family and a bunch of animals. And I want you to build this ark. He wasn't anywhere near water. He wasn't anywhere near a lake or an ocean or anything. Him building a boat in the middle of dry land, he was a laughingstock for the people around him, right? He was building this boat out in the middle of nowhere. But he was doing what God asked him to do. He was trusting God. And he was doing what God asked him to do. God didn't just hang him out to dry at that point either. God was working behind the scenes. God drove the animals to the ark. He had the animals come and line up to get on the ark, right? God brought the rain. God brought the flood that showed that Noah was right. Everybody else was wrong, you know? God showed up and did something amazing. It's also the story of Abraham. Abraham was in the same kind of situation. He was just living his life. His name was Abram at the time. He was just living his life, and God came and told him to move. God said, I want you to pick up you, your family, all your stuff, and move over to this land that I'm going to show you. And Abram could have just said, no thanks, I'm comfortable where I'm at, I'm happy here, I'm good. But he heard God, he trusted God, and he went out and did what God asked him to do. He moved where he was supposed to move, and because of that, God made this promise to him. He said, I'm going to make you the father of a nation. I'm going to give you millions of descendants. As many as there is sand on the seashore, as many as there are stars in the sky, that's how many descendants you are going to have. And because Abraham trusted God, God performed a miracle. God gave Sarah a baby when she was well past childbearing years. Well, first, let's be honest, Abram didn't really trust God at first, right? He tried to take matters into his own hands when he didn't see God moving fast enough, right? And he took one of his servants and had a kid with her, Ishmael, and that just turned out all wrong. But then God acted, and God came through. God performed a miracle. And we have the nation of Israel. There's also the story of Moses. None of these men are perfect. Like I said, Abraham tried to take matters into his own hands. Moses was a murderer. Moses was a doubter. Moses doubted God. God spoke to him out of the burning bush. Said, I want you to go back to Egypt. I want you to free my people. I want you to lead them out of Egypt and into their promised land. And Moses came up with all kinds of excuses about why he shouldn't be the one to do that. Right? He was doubting God's power. He was trying to find any way that he could to get out of doing what God wanted him to do. But eventually, he came around, saw things the way God saw them. And what happened then? Did Moses just walk in and it was up to him to pull out a sword and kill all the Egyptians and bring his people out? No. God didn't leave him out there on his own. God gave him a task. God needed him to go in there and be his voice, to lead the people out. And he took care of the rest. He brought the plagues on Egypt. He parted the Red Sea. He fed the Israelites in the desert for 40 years. He did all those things. Because our God is a God of miracles. Our God is a God of power. And He wants that same power to be released into your lives today. He can do that. God is speaking to you. Do you hear His voice? Are you listening for His voice? Are you spending time with Him every day so that you can hear Him when He does speak to you? He wants to use you to help change the world. He wants to use you to help change the culture that we're living in today. You've got to hear His voice, and you've got to trust Him. And you've got to step out of your comfort zone and obey. Do what He's asking you to do. And as you follow Him, and as you trust Him, He's going to give you those gifts and abilities that you need to accomplish what He's asking you to do. And not only that, He's going to show up. He's going to show up and do something amazing. He's going to show His power. But you've got to step out and obey. You've got to trust that He's going to do that. He has a perfect will. And He wants to use you to help bring it to pass. Are you willing to be used by Him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I confess to You that sometimes I think about myself and my situation more often than I think about Your will and what You want done. Lord, right now I commit to You that I want to do what You want me to do. I want Your power to be shown on this earth. I want Your power to be shown in this country. Lord, this country is turned away from You. This country is turned away from You. And Lord, it's going to take people like the souls in this room today to step out of their comfort zone and follow Your Spirit's prompting to make a difference. Lord, I pray for this country, Lord, that You would touch our leaders. Speak to President Obama, Lord. Speak to our congressmen and women. Turn this country back to You. I know that we don't deserve Your grace and Your mercy right now. But I plead for it. I plead for Your grace and Your mercy on this country. Lord, I pray for this church that You would raise us up. Raise us up to be a force for Your kingdom in Catalina and Oro Valley. Northwest Tucson. Lord, we want to make a difference for You. We're ready. We're willing. Give us direction. Use us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have our prayer teams available over here to your left. If there's anything in your life that you want to come and just have someone step alongside you and pray with you, it's a great opportunity to do that. These guys love you. They love God. And they're intercessors. So just come and be prayed for as we close with this song this morning.